Confession. I had my faults. I had my so-called desires. I remained open to temptation. I argued with my colleagues. I did not reach 100% in my assignments. But I was no pry pole. I was subsidiary. I was aspiring to cog. I wanted to be a gullible sheep, or a rowdy-dowdy shepherdess, or a shame-faced sheepdog. When I learned what I had to be, I sat down on my luggage set and wept. Then I unpacked, I decorated, I raised the roof, I flew my kite, I removed all the skulls and thieves, I told my wise leaders where to sponge. I was less than resistant, I was more than bold, I was beyond naked, I was technicolor, I was a brilliant butcher, an innovative streetwalker, a saucy sales manager. I knew a good stogie, a fine lace teddy. I lived for love. I erred accordingly. I assumed the world condoned my stunts. It's clearer today. I was misunderstood. I was in the know everyone else wanted out of. Today there are no traces of erasures, and no qualms, no real wrongs. I made the judgments for the best and by the standards of the time. Now that it's over, I must beg for attention. I have been robbed of the limelight that comes with responsibility. I can only imagine how hard it must be for you to believe me. I mean, to hold blame. I mean, to be you.